my worst nightmare lurked on the welcome mat. Coach Haynes just would not leave, and that was the first clue that something was changing, going wrong. My mom was busy. That was the defining characteristic of her personality. She was busy inspecting franchises of Pied Piper Pizza, busy writing reports, busy telling Maria, our housekeeper, that the roast was too salty or that the linen napkins needed to be pressed, busy posting vacation pics on social media to make sure everyone thought her life was perfect. So when Mom lingered near the red door with Coach, her hand hovering above the crystal knob, giggling, touching her face with her other hand, it was more than gross. It was a problem. I tried to tell Mom that there's something weird about a guy who wants to work at an all-girls Catholic high school, but she wouldn't hear it. "Somebody has to work there. It's a job, and somebody has to do it," she said with one of her mom looks, a frown and an arched eyebrow, and lips pressed flat that, all working together, said, "I know everything and you know nothing." "The van's here," my mom calls from downstairs. What I knew was that Coach Haynes hated fat people in general and hated me specifically. After I was elected captain of the soccer team, he held a secret meeting without me and tried to get the other girls to choose someone who better represents the school's athletic ideals. Too bad for him that our team is very, very cool. They took another vote and stuck with me. And that was seriously the right choice, because despite what Coach might think, I rule St. Mary's. My soccer team fundraisers keep the protein bars and Gatorade freely flowing and make sure we usually get an air-conditioned bus to the matches, a huge advantage when you live in Phoenix and it's so hot out that you feel like you're running on the surface of the sun. Blue mathlete ribbons cover an entire wall in my room. I hate to brag, but let's just say that it's not a party until I show up. More than that, my body size is none of his business. Of course, they got married. Coach Haynes moved from his crappy little post-divorce studio apartment into our place. I did a pretty good job pretending the whole thing didn't bother me. When Mom replaced me in the wedding with Coach's skinny sister, it hurt. I told everyone that the wedding was way gauche, that Mom's orange sherbet color palette was awful, and that I was glad to avoid the horror of being dressed up like an oversized ice cream cone. I told people I didn't care that Coach made snide comments about my weight and that my mom did nothing to stop it. But it bothered me. The whole thing bothered me a lot. Maria knocks softly on my door, and a second later, the old Polish woman pokes her gray-haired head into my room. She's carrying my favorite red hoodie. "The van's here," she says. She places the sweatshirt on top of the duffel bag nearest to the door. "Okay," I say. She gives me a grim smile. "Maybe it will be nice. They say it might snow. Maybe." She frowns, sighs, and her shoulders slump. She could have had her pick of a million men. She only has one child. I fake a smile. "It's fine." The last 6 months have not been fine. Maria takes the bag shaped like a giant watermelon slice, and I carry the one covered with unicorns. Together, we march down the stairs. She stops in front of Mom's collection of artfully arranged vases with her arms held out for a hug. I feel like the Jolly Green Giant's illegitimate daughter towering over the tiny old woman. Her arms can't reach all the way around my back.